Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, let's open our Bible today to Romans chapter 3. Let's get into our new series on how can I forgive them? How can I forgive them? Y'all praying for me, right? How can I forgive them? You know, we are in a time right now where people are hurting more than ever before. I've never been here before. You've never been here before. And during COVID, we said that the worst of people will come out and the best of people will come out. And there are more hurting people than ever before. You've been hurt. I've been hurt. We're going to get hurt again because we're in a world that's broken, a world that's cursed. So how can I forgive those who have hurt me? People are carrying a load of hurt everywhere you go. You can see it in their face. You can see it in their eye. You can hear it in their voice. So you and I, how can we forgive those people who hurt us? Let me give you the definition of forgiveness. First of all, forgiveness in the Bible, it means to let it go and let it drop. Let it go and let it drop. Now, you see, Pastor, that doesn't really resonate with me. It's hard for me to let it go and let it drop. Well, we're going to talk about next weekend how you do that. But this weekend, we want to talk about what happens when we hold on to those hurts. So forgiveness in the Bible, it means just to let it go and let it drop. But Pastor, that doesn't help me. Well, I went to the Wikipedia. I went to the Wikipedia and looked up the word forgive, and here's what it said. A change of attitude and conduct towards another. To forgive means I change my attitude and my behavior towards that person who hurt me. In the Wikipedia, for forgiveness, it means a change of attitude and a change of conduct and behavior, the way I treat that person, and resulting in, so what's this? This is the good part. Resulting in freedom from bondage. This was actually in the Wikipedia. Freedom from bondage that brings restoration and transformation. Well, we all say amen to that, right? Because we've all been hurt. I've been hurt. You've been hurt. I mean, my goodness, you know, we go to Walmart and we get offended. We go to Target, we get offended. We go to the grocery store, you know, and somebody will say something out of their hurt that hurts us. So we are in a hurting world more than I've ever seen, more than you've ever seen. This is all new for all of us. We've never been here before. The rage, the division, the strife, the anguish, the hurt, the resentment, the anger. So to forgive in the Bible, it means to let it go and let it drop. Wikipedia, to forgive, it means a change of attitude towards that person who hurt us and our conduct towards them, resulting in us freedom from bondage that brings restoration and transformation. So really, when we forgive, we're not forgiving for them, we're forgiving for ourselves. Amen, somebody? When we walk in unforgiveness, we're not hurting the person who hurt us. We're like drinking poison to ourselves. We're hurting ourselves. So I want to talk to you today and next weekend about how in the world am I supposed to forgive those who've hurt me? Now, you've heard me say, you've heard it said that hurt people hurt people. We all can agree with that. We all understand that. We all got that. Hurt people hurt people. But let me take you to the next step. Let me take you to the next tier. Hurt people hurt because they're holding on to their hurts. Hurt people hurt people. We got that. But let's take the next step. Hurt people hold on to their hurts. So if I want to stop hurting today, if I want to get rid of the anguish and the offense and the scar and the wound and the pain, that I'm going to have to know how to let go of the hurt. Hurt people hurt people, but hurt people hurt because they're holding on to their hurts. Y'all with me, family? So I want to go to the Bible, and I know there are even Christians and churches and denominations today that say the Word of God is not relevant. Well, I disagree. The Word of God is relevant for today. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word will endure forever. The flower fadeth, the grass withereth. That means there are trends come, trends go, but God's Word will stand forever, right? So I want to go to the Word, Romans chapter 3, verse 12 through 17. And I appreciate all the small groups and watch parties. You know, we thank God for you and our host online. Give them a big thank you today, okay? Romans chapter 3 and verse 12 through 17, this is to the Roman culture, but to me it sounds like what's going on in the USA right now. And so let's just look at it. Romans 3:12, all have turned away from God. Isn't that the problem? Isn't that the problem when a culture disintegrates? When a nation, when a civilization implodes? The Roman Empire did. Isn't it amazing that civilizations come and they go? And why do they go? Because when they turn from God, there's no hope. There's no future. All have turned from God, and they have all gone wrong in the wrong direction. No one does what is right, not even one. Doesn't that sound like our culture today? You see, you do understand that Christians are the minority today in America. You do understand that they see us as the enemy right now. Next verse, we'll use my little finger switch here. Their words are full of deadly deceit. Wicked lies roll off their tongues. Dangerous threats. I mean, right now the division, the dissension, the strife, the verbal accusation, the things that are going on social media in our country, well, it sounds like the Roman Empire. So he says their words are full of deadly deceit. Wicked lies roll off their tongues. Dangerous threats like snakes poison from their lips. Their speech is filled with bitter curses. Wow. I mean, we're hearing speeches. We're hearing talks that incite and increase, you know, violence and taking violent action. That's not going to change things for the better. The only thing that's going to change things for better is when our nation turns back to God. It is when people, subdivisions, cities, villages, states turn back to God. When we turn from God, we're always going in the wrong direction. And we're taking things into our own hands, trying to change things through the flesh, through the arm of the flesh. And it never works, does it, church? It never works. And so, verse 15, they're quick to hurt. Hurt people hurt people. But hurt people hurt because they're holding on to their hurts. They're quick to hurt and kill. They leave ruin and destruction wherever they go. Last verse, they have not known the path of peace. What do they want? What do all of us want? Peace, right? We all want peace. We're all looking for peace. We're all looking for a good night's rest. We're all looking for one day without strife and dissension, contention and anguish and accusations and all the verbal abuse and the violence. We're looking for peace, but this verse says they don't know how to find it. Why? Because they've turned from God and they're going in the wrong direction. The only way we're going to find peace is when we find God, because he's the God of peace, right? And we have to know the God of peace in order to have the peace of God. You know, it's all getting set up, isn't it, for the Antichrist? Because what is the Antichrist going to promise? Peace in the Middle East. It's all getting set up right now. I mean, have you noticed lately that we're going from cash, we're turning into a cashless society? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that where you go now? I thought this was really interesting. We were on a 2-week road trip. We went to 10 national parks. And we're on a 2-week road trip, our family, and you know, we go different places. They wouldn't take cash, but then when you pay for something, do you want to round it off and give to this organization? Have you found that? Have you heard that lately? You know, I wish we could put Church on the Rock. I vote for that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But have you noticed that they're setting us up from the chip in the card to the chip in your forehead or your hand? Right? It's called the mark of the beast. What is everybody looking for? They're looking for peace, and they don't know how to find it. The only way we're going to find that peace is finding God, is turning our life over to God. So hurt people, we've got that down. But then the next step is that hurt people hurt because they're holding on to their hurts. They won't let go. They nurse it. They rehearse it. They distribute it. And they live there in that zone of hurt and pain and turmoil. Well, I want to give you 8 things today why we should not hold on to our hurts. Why we should not hold on to our hurts. Why the price of holding on to what somebody did to us, the penalty is too great. The cost of trying to get even and get back and go on social media or give them a piece of my mind is too great. The cost of going to bed at night angry and mean and resentful and bitter, the penalty, the price is too high. So hurt people hurt people. We got that. But hurt people hurt because they're holding on to their hurts. So what I want to do today is I want to share with you 8 things that happen when we hold on to our hurts. So it's to be a motivation to kind of let go and let God. And then next weekend, I'm going to share with you from the Word of God how we do that, how we actually let go and let God, how we actually forgive those who have hurt us. We've all been hurt. I mean, it's very relevant. It resonates. It's where we live. But guess what? We're going to get hurt again. We have to know how to respond so the hurt doesn't hold us hostage. All right? So let's look at it. Y'all ready? Okay. So number 1, when I won't let go of my hurt that someone did to me, what does it do? It gets me out of God's will. I can't be in God's will and walk in unforgiveness. I cannot be in God's will and hold a grudge. I cannot be in God's will and live and walk in bitterness, resentment, anger, and unforgiveness. When I decide I am not going to let go of the hurt my ex did, my ex-husband, ex-wife, my last job, the last church, my neighbor, the person at Target, the person at Walmart, at the gas station, my neighborhood, I was just walking and I got attacked verbally. How do I let go, Pastor? Well, I need to understand if I don't let go of the hurt, I'm going to start hurting people. And number 1, I'm going to be out of God's will. And you and I, we don't want to be out of God's will because it's in God's will we're protected. It's in God's will we are safe. All right? So the scripture for that is James 1:20. Y'all look at this, everybody here and outside. Well, I tell you, I'm really tempted, like I said, just to walk outside. I mean, I love this weather. Amen. I should have just put the pulpit outside there today and let you guys watch from where we'll be out. Praise the Lord. I love it. Anger will not help you. Anger will not help you live a good life as God wants. Anger, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness gets me out of God's will. And there's the Bible. Anger will not help you live an abundant life as God wants for your life. We said earlier, don't let COVID stop you from asking big, thinking big, dreaming big, visualizing big. Keep moving forward during COVID. God is bigger than COVID. And God is about to move on this earth in a mighty way. And I want to be a part of it. I want you to be a part of it. Amen, everybody? So number 1, why should I let go of my hurts? Because if I don't, it will keep me out of God's will. Number 2, it takes away my happiness. Hurt people hurt people. We got that, Pastor. Number 2, hurt people hurt because they're holding on to a hurt. And when I hold on to that hurt, it gets me out of the will of God I'll miss God's best. Number two, it will take away my happiness. The scripture for that is some people stay healthy till the day they die. Don't you love the word? Oh, I love the word. Some people stay healthy till the day they die. They die happy and they die at ease. Their bodies are well nourished when they die. Others have no happiness. Others have no happiness at all. They live and die with a bitter heart. Bitterness, resentment, anger, unforgiveness, they're all in the same family. Why should I let go of my hurts? Because you and I don't want it to rob our happiness and live a life of regret because we die bitter on the inside. Am I communicating today? All right. So then number three, why should I let go of my hurts? Because if I don't, it will shrink my spirit. It will shrink my spirit. I don't get it, Pastor. It's too heavy to carry. I don't understand. When you shrink, when our spirit gets shrunk, we call that depression. Depression. That's why depression cannot be the will of God, because God wants you and I to have a large spirit. He wants us to have a large heart, a large spirit, the capacity to believe Him for the impossible. So it shrinks my spirit. It's too heavy to care. And a lot of people have a heavy load today of a lot of hurt. What's the answer for them? Unload your hurt on the Lord. Unload your hurt on the Lord. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty. But resentment caused by a fool is even heavier. Well, the Bible says those who cause resentment in your life, what's the Bible call them? God must have got that from Fred Sanford. I love Sanford and Son. Y'all remember Fred? He would call, his son, you fool, right? So, but look at this. When someone hurts us and it creates resentment, to carry that resentment and that bitterness is too heavy for us. We weren't made to carry it. We were made to unload our hurt on the Lord. So why should you and I not hold on to our hurt? Because number one, it gets us out of the will of God. Number two, what does it do? It robs us of our happiness. Number three, it shrinks our spirit and it causes depression. Number four, it stops God's blessing on our life. So really, hurt, if we hang on to it, hurts us more than the person that hurt us. We all got it. Hurt people hurt people. We got that down, Pastor. I know. But the next step, the next tier, the next revelation is hurt people hurt because they're holding on to their hurts. And we're talking about eight reasons why you and I, bless God, during COVID, with God's help, we're going to let go of the hurts, right? So it stops God from blessing our life. Hebrews 12, verse 15. Exercise foresight. Be on watch to look after one another, to see that no one falls back from God's grace. Look at this. His favor and His blessing. His favor and His blessing. That we lose through what? Resentment and bitterness and hatred. A lot of people right now are promoting hate. They're pushing hate. They're pushing dissension and division and anguish and strife. And that is not God's way and that is not God's will. That is not the way of a Christian or Christ or God or the church. It's the way of the world. And notice that we'll take our favor and take God's blessing. If I join that, if I allow that to jump off on me, if I get on social media, oh, by the way, this month is Servtember, right? The other day I went through Starbucks and I passed it forward for the person behind me. And isn't it cool when you see the smile on the clerk's face when you do that? How cool is that? It like changes their day. This month, remember, it's Servtember. But you know what? I got another challenge for you. Not yet, Pastor. No, I got a challenge for you in October. Fast social media. Pastor, I can fast emails, but I can't fast social media. What would our life look like if for the month of October, except for Church on the Rock social media, we fasted social media? Okay, praise God. All right, we'll continue. Hallelujah. Number five, why we need to let go of our hurts, because it hurts our health. It hurts our health. Eight reasons why we've got to let go of the hurt so we can stop hurting. It hurts our health. Job 18, verse 4. Look at the word, everybody. Everybody at home, everybody outside, everybody here. Look at the word. You are only hurting yourself. This is the Bible. You are only hurting yourself with your anger. Will the earth be deserted because you are angry? Will God move mountains to satisfy your anger? Anger only hurts us. It hurts our health. Number six, as Josh comes back, it hurts other people. Why we need to let go of our hurt so we stop hurting? Because when we're hurting and we hang on to our hurt, you know what? We come home and take it out on our family. Come on, can we be honest? You know, Pastor, I don't have a family. Well, then you take it out on your dog. Oh, Pastor, I don't have a dog. Then you take it out on your cat. Oh, Pastor, then a goldfish. I heard Fred Price say this, you know. I mean, we take it out on somebody. Because if we don't learn to express it, we repress it, and then we take it out on other people. We explode or implode. So we're only hurting others. And the ones we hurt first usually is our loved ones. Our loved ones. You heard Pastor Kim say that when we would fuss and fight, you know, in the early years, it would jump off on our kids, and they'd take it to school, and then they'd get in trouble. Why? Trouble at home. The spirit is contagious. All right? So Hebrews 12, 15 is the verse for that. Number seven. Ooh, this is a powerful one. Why do I need to let go of the hurts? Because if I don't, I'll keep on hurting. Hurt people hurt people. I got it, Pastor. Hurt people hurt because they won't let go of their hurts. And when I won't let go of my hurts, I'm acting like an unbeliever. When I won't let go, when I want to get even, when I want to get on social media, when I want to get back, when I want to take it into my own hands, when I respond, react incorrectly, like the world, I'm acting like an unbeliever. You know, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. And you and I are to be different. It's tough. It's hard, but we're to be different. And we're not to act like the world to reach the world. Our witness is to be different, not weird, but different, especially in COVID. It is to not act like an unbeliever. Look at this verse, powerful. Angry people without God pile grievance upon grievance. They hold on to the hurts, comes into a grudge. Look at this. Angry people without God blame others for their troubles. Doesn't that sound like the USA right now? Or whatever nation you're in right now watching us online? You know, so notice that unbelievers blame other people for their trouble. So believers shouldn't do that. Believers shouldn't blame others. But believers shouldn't react like unbelievers. Unbelievers without God, they hold a grudge, they rehearse the hurt, they won't let go of the hurt, and they get back to people that have hurt them. But you and I with God were to be different. So if I won't let go of my hurt, then guess what? I lose my witness. If I won't let go of my hurt, I lose my witness. And you and I right now, we should be winning souls like never before. We should be reaching our loved ones, our friends, those we work with, because they're hurting. And if we'll listen, God will help us like never before. We don't want our witness to be known as super religious, super spiritual, greater and better than anybody else. We want our witness to be a Christ-like. Come on, somebody. Kim and I were at Fresh Time yesterday getting groceries, and we're going through the cashier's line. We all got our mask on, and we're going through the cashier's line, and the lady there, she was awesome. She was bubbling, and she knew us, but we didn't know her. Okay. And so when we went to check out, she asked that question, do you want to add some money to round it off for this organization? And Pastor Kim said, yeah. And then she said back, she said, but you guys in Church on the Rock are known all over for all the charity and the good works that you do in our community. She didn't come to our church. Come on, somebody, that's your witness. See, we want to overcome evil with good. I think that's in the Bible somewhere. Come on, Pastor, hurry up. We want to get to the food truck. I'm hurrying. So angry people without God. So we act like, and number eight, and I'll close with this. Angry people, hurting people hurt people. Got it. Hurting people hurt because they're holding on to their hurts. And it's too big of a price. And eight reasons why I need to let go. And number eight is this, I block God's forgiveness for me. I block God's forgiveness for me. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father, Heavenly Father, will not forgive your sins. I need God to forgive me. I need a forgiving God. I need God's forgiveness every day. How about you? So I hope today I've connected. I hope it's been relevant. I hope you know somebody that can take this and it will help them get unstuck, bring healing to their hurt. Remember we said forgiveness is let it go, let it drop. Remember we said forgiveness is a change of an attitude and behaviors towards someone who hurt us that will bring freedom from bondage and restoration and transformation to our own life. Before we go today, can I pray that over you right now? Would you bow your heads, and those of you outside in the drive-in church and those of you online, just bow your head if you can, and let me pray for you right now as your pastor who loves you. Father, right now, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, all of us are hurting in one way. We've never been here before, COVID. We've never gone through what we're going through. We've never seen what we're seeing right now. The anger, the hatred, the dissension, the division, the anguish, the torment, the bitterness. But God, you've called us for such a time as this. You're about to move on the earth like never before. We want to be a part of it. So God, we want to let go of our hurts. We need you to help us to do that. We don't want any of these things. The price is too high. The penalty is too great for holding on to a hurt. So, Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice in the auditorium, outside, in the drive-in church, and online, our small groups, our watch parties. I pray for everybody who has a pile of hurts. God, I pray for them right now to let go and let you have them. I pray that they'll just imagine right now that they're putting all their hurts in a garbage pan, a waste basket. And God, they're just giving it all to you right now. For anyone and everyone who's ever hurt them, for anyone and everyone who's ever said a degrading remark, called them a name, did an act, something evil, that were malicious to them, God, help us all to let it go and let it drop and give it to you so that we can have the restoration, the freedom, and the transformation and live the abundant life. And be the witness in the world today to make a difference. That's my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.